Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Graham Norton Radio Show.
How exciting is this?
With Waitrose.
Over on Virgin Radio.
Up and at 'em, come on, things to do. Don't cheer, you'll just embarrass yourselves. We're not bored of it yet, so it's lovely. There's no stopping them. No stopping them.
The Graham Norton Radio Show.
Oh, there's nothing nicer, is there? Nothing nicer.
With Waitrose. Food to feel good about.
I mean, what's not to like?
Saturday and Sunday from 9:30.
Over on Virgin Radio.
All right, we have a genius in the building, and from one to another, Vassos, give us the intro, please.
If you need a bit of new year, new you, plant-based persuasion, listen up to our next guest. She's the social media sensation and brilliant businesswoman whose latest cookbook, Healthy Made Simple, is out today. So welcome, please welcome the prodigiously, nutritiously, deliciously, Ella Mills.
Hi, Ella.
Good morning.
Great to see you. Thanks for bringing all this stuff in, all this food in.
Yeah, of course. I had a good time cooking it up this morning.
Thanks for your book. Ozzy Jane, who's our producer, had a go at one of your recipes. She has stupidly chosen the same one as you brought in, so it's yours against hers in the Ella versus Ozzy Jane cook-off.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
Very exciting, isn't it? Your book is great. I love the preamble. Obviously, if you don't know the story, it's in there again. You always apologise for telling your story, but I think it's important in the book because for people who haven't heard it before, you had to get healthy, you had to get better. It's incredible to think that in 2012, healthy eating wasn't really connected with being healthy, was it? Even for sports people, this is less than, well, just over 10 years ago.
I know, honestly, it always feels so strange sitting here saying, you know, 10 years ago, although, yeah, it's about 12 years ago now, no one was talking about what you eat and the impact it had on your health. And I had been so ill, I'd spent a year in and out of hospital. This was back in 2011. And when I hit my absolute rock bottom with both my physical and mental health, when it was really clear what I was doing wasn't working, I started to look at diet and nutrition to regain my health. And when I started talking about it, people sort of saying, this is so strange. You think what you eat will change your health. You think what you eat will make you feel well. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, there's incredible stories I'm reading about people all over the world. I'm starting to look at this research and I'm like, I really think there's something here. And it's just extraordinary. People were so skeptical and so skeptical for so long. And it's amazing to see the way in which the world's changed and how open-minded we are now too. And how we're so much more keen to hear about it and understand. And obviously a very kind of, you can't help but acknowledge the fact that what you eat completely impacts your health. But that being said, I think so many people are still so overwhelmed by how to do it, what to do, how do you make it easy. And, you know, whilst plant-based has obviously gone from not even a term people had heard of a decade ago to something that's so mainstream, I still think people think it's maybe a bit boring, a bit bland, a bit virtuous. And so this is all about trying to show.
Yeah. Of course, it was Hippocrates, I think, said, let food be their medicine. So it has been said before, it's just that we forgot it.
We forgot it.
2,000-3,000 years ago. Of course, there were diet books around, and we were, but it wasn't about health, was it? It was about diet, it was about losing weight mostly. And this isn't about that at all. And now we're all fully on board. It's incredible to think that even world-class athletes did not connect the two. There were nutritionists around, they were hovering around, they're saying, you don't understand, this is going to be massive. It's massive now, and it's here. The other change, which I love about the book, which you're smart because I've already told you, is you have acknowledged now, you've got like, I understand what some of you were saying 10 years ago. What am I speaking to?
Yeah, so when I started, I was living at home. Yeah. I had a lot of time on my hands. You know, I didn't have any other responsibilities.
You were young, you were single.
I was young, I was single. And so I was like, I've got time to cook. And it was never about really complicated recipes. But then when my kids were born, so they're 3 and 4 now, and the business was growing, you suddenly get to the point where you're like, I have zero spare minutes in my day.
Yeah.
And you're so overworked, overwhelmed. And I realized I really needed to kind of break it down. I almost felt like I had to relearn how to cook in a way, kind of take two after learning all that time ago when Delicious Yellow started on how that was about how do you make veggies delicious? How do you want to eat broccoli? How do you want to eat lentils?
Yeah. If you've got all day watching Supermarket Sweep and Countdown and
Exactly. And you can do it all and that's great. And then this was like, okay, but I actually do only have 15 minutes.
Yes.
And some days I have 1 minute. And so how on earth do I need more energy than I've ever needed.
Yep.
And how on earth do I do that? And so it was about trying to find this perfect compromise, because I believe so strongly, to your point a second ago, that we had diets and now we need to change the way we think about diets and healthy eating, to see healthy eating as something that's long term, that's fun, that's enjoyable, that makes you feel good, but that you enjoy. It's not about compromise. But so you have to make it satisfying and flavorsome, but equally, like, where's the break point in that, where actually it's easy enough to do it on a Tuesday night after work? And like I've said that in the book for the Amazon reviewers, you know, this isn't about Michelin star food. Like, this is about Mondays, you know, when you've got a super full on day, you get to the end of the day and you're like, what can I actually do this evening? And you can actually do this stir fry, this tray bake, this one pot meal.
Yeah, I think it's great. Honestly, I think it's great. It's absolutely fantastic. That whole phrase, I'm on a diet. If you're on something, it suggests you will be then again off it one day. You know, I'm going on a diet. I'm on a diet. It's changing your diet. It's change, isn't it? It's not a visit.
No,
it's about an emigration.
Totally. It's that long term. I love the idea of being 1% better every day, like 1% closer to your goal. And like, for anyone, obviously it's January. It's that ultimate time of people saying, exactly, I'm on a diet. I'm doing this. Ultimately, I think it's January the 14th that something like 90% of people give up on those resolutions. And I think it's because it's just all too much on a bandwagon, off a bandwagon. Yeah. It's all or nothing. And if you can switch that mentality to, no, I want good health for the long term. And that means, where do I want to be in the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years? And just get 1% closer to it each day. So today, ask yourself, okay, I've got a busy day, but what is the one thing that I can do to help my health? Maybe it is you're going to pick a recipe. You're going to make 20-minute dinner this evening. Maybe you're going to do a 10-minute exercise class. Just choose one thing. And if you did one thing every day, you would be amazed at the impact.
Or one thing a week even.
Yeah.
Well, this week I'm going to try and do this. Maybe the same thing every day for a week, so you don't even have to change it every day. Whatever. Whatever works. Whatever gets you over the line. Whatever gets you on the bus. Whatever gets you to the party. Then you say, I don't have time for chopping. I love a bit of chopping, a bit of meditative chopping in the day, in the afternoon. It's all right for me because I have the afternoons off. Get up early, but I have the afternoons off. I love a bit of chopping. Tash, my wife, she leaves me chopping because I've left you some chopping to do. Fine. Chopping, bring it on. However, for those of us who have our time poor, there is the Ninja Chopper. So you talked about this in your book. So I'm like, got to have a look at that. This last night. So I go on YouTube. There's this whole Ninja Chopper community.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
Yeah, it's about £25-ish. And it is honestly the best thing I've ever bought. It's tiny, but it chops everything. So if you're making, I don't know, I make my kids all the time something like a veggie bolognese.
Yeah.
It's just such an easy way of like getting loads of goodness into them in a very simple, straightforward way. But it chops everything in like 1 minute.
Yes.
It's amazing.
It is
and when
amazing.
You have little people saying, where's my dinner? I'm hungry. Yeah. Any shortcut is a good shortcut.
And it makes peanut butter in 7 seconds that you can then batch jar.
Yep.
7 seconds.
Pestos, hummuses, all that kind
all
of stuff.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, sandwich fillings. You know, Subway in your house. Subway for one. Awesome. And then you come up with your hacks, don't you? You unashamedly, and I love this, because people are, I don't know, certain experts come in and go, I don't want to say the word hack. Go, no, say the word hack. I'm all there with the hacks. My 12 top tips for a healthier life, you got that. And then you got your kitchen hacks as well. So 12 top tips for a healthier life. Number one, start slowly. Number two, don't overcomplicate things. Then this, don't let perfect be the enemy of good. Give yourself credit. Make a rough plan. Cook once, eat twice, like that.
I'm obsessed with cook once,
eat
twice.
That's your number one thing, isn't it?
It's my number one thing. There's a whole chapter on cook once, eat twice. And it's, I guess it's...
Or thrice.
Or even...
Or fourths.
Yeah.
Whatever comes after
going.
Thrice.
Keep going. I know.
What does come
thinking?
After thrice, Rachel?
Quadruples?
Yeah, it doesn't work though. Twice, thrice, you know. Anyway, sorry.
It doesn't roll off the tongue in the same way, does it? But no, it's... Again, it's that idea, like, if you're going to make the effort to cook, it's only going to take you an extra 2 minutes to chop a little bit more, stir it in, and then you've got a dinner or a lunch the next day. If you're working at home, you've got lunch sorted and you don't have to do anything. And that's, it's just these small changes that I think, again, just make such a big difference to your habits. And I do, not to be really boring, but I do think when it comes to living a healthy life, just a little bit of organization makes it so easy. And so if you have got stuff in your freezer, you're going to probably be more likely to keep going with the habits that you'd like. It's the same, like, there's recipes in there for prep ahead porridge, and we had some people from the Delicious Yellow community cook from the book last year, and weirdly it was the one recipe they all were fixated on, which I wasn't even sure whether or not to include it in the book. But it's just, in the evening you often have got 2 minutes of quiet time and you can get all the ingredients out, mix it all up, and it means you might put things like walnuts or orange, etc., in your porridge,
because you're going to have fun with it, which is another one of your
exactly
tips.
Which you're probably not going to do at 6 in the morning when you've got loads going on and you're rushing out the house. But it just, it's your helping your future self.
Without question, without question. And I'm so glad you put the porridge in, like your community, because it's the first recipe, but it's my favourite one in the book.
Oh, good.
I literally heard Angels and like my favourite Beatles songs when I saw it, because it looks so gorgeous. And like a lot of the batch cooking, a lot of the cook once, eat twice, eat thrice, whatever, eat for the rest of the week dishes, whether it's like a soup in a pan, a one pot, like you refer to them, they get better as each day passes. I don't know why, because the flavors start to really come together.
Exactly. They get better and better and better.
Yeah.
Oh my and goodness, it is me. Really satisfying when you have it all sorted already.
Your other friend with a plug is your NutriBullet.
Yeah.
Top two things, would you say?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. You don't need really complicated gadgets, but having a little blender is really helpful.
Do you have a deal with either of those two companies?
No, nothing. I'm like, here you should. I am plugging that.
I know, because we've been talking about Ninja Chopper all show, thinking we should be on a percentage here. You should like have shares in the company.
Between you, do you know what you've done?
Go on.
The Ninja Chopper is sold out on Ninja, but also on Amazon.
Come on, Ella! Come on, high five for making
between you,
that
you
one.
Have sold the Ninja Chopper out on the internet.
Yeah.
Wait, maybe you could get the book at the same time.
No, you've got to get the book at the same time. Listen, it's so beautiful. Because I was turning page after page after page. A few notes for us. Here we go. Always read the recipe from start to finish. Take a moment to assemble and prep as much as you can. Keep a mixing bowl next to...
That's it. Keep a mixing bowl when you're chopping and you're doing your dinner. There is nothing worse than when the kitchen looks like a bomb site at the end. And actually, I think he is listening, but my husband always tells me off for being the messiest cook of all
time. By the way,
times.
How handsome is your husband? Just let's get that out there as well. What does he do for a living?
We work together.
I know you do now, but how did you met through food?
We met through food. We met through work. He's the CEO of Delicious Cielo. So we started working together in 2015, and he's really built out the business side of what we do, all the products
pretty cool
into
dude.
Supermarkets. He is
pretty
he's amazing.
Cool dude. Happy families. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so
it's
much.
Absolutely awesome.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Craving some great 80s music? Play Virgin Radio 80s Plus. I want your love. On DAB Digital Radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, and at virginradio80splus.co.uk.
I got my mind set on you.
Even if we're just dancing in the dark.
Love Chris Evans.
Woo!
Love the 80s.
Virgin Radio
80s Plus.
Listen to this. Look at, here we go. Prep ahead porridge. It's the first recipe, right? It looks gorgeous. You get the jars from all your hampers over Christmas and your prezzies and your conserves and your hopefully locally made produce from your locally made producers and artisan wonders around where you live. And then you put the jars in the dishwasher. They're crying out for this stuff, aren't they?
They are.
And also different shaped jars, different sized jars, lack of conformity. It's so interesting, isn't it?
I know. And then you just literally can heat it up, pop in the microwave, or just take it to work with you. Like, it's so easy.
I say cold. I prefer room temperature. So Tash makes me... The great thing about the frozen ingredients as well, which you also talk about in the book, is if you put them in the NutriBullet or the Ninja Chopper, which sold out now because Ellen and I are responsible for all worldwide sales now of that particular product. It heats all the stuff up anyway, doesn't it? So you got your ice cubes and you got your frozen fruit in there for your smoothies and stuff, but you just put them frozen in all this.
Yeah, you don't have to cook it, exactly.
Okay. Second one, you know, because we eat with our eyes, we buy books with our eyes, we feel better with, I want this stuff in my tummy. My microbiome is screaming out for prep ahead energizing smoothies. See, the prep ahead thing makes you fall in love with it.
That's the thing. So it's just like on a Sunday, you could just get out your ingredients, put them in little freezer bags.
With the kids,
yeah. Although when I was cooking for you guys this morning, my kids are 3 and 4, and they were so desperate to help me. And I was like, oh, sweetheart.
Are they back at school today or not?
Back at school today.
Today?
Yeah, their dad dropped them. Yeah. But I was like, oh, gosh, please don't like put your fingers in this and start throwing in very random ingredients.
Listen, you've gone for 15-minute black doll. You brought it into the studio.
No, so that one's in the Cook Once, Eat Twice chapter. It's a black bean harissa.
This is what I've got here.
Yeah, exactly. It's in the Cook Once, Eat Twice chapter. It's black bean harissa.
So
stew. It's so, so easy. You put some almond butter in there, makes it very, very creamy. You quickly cook. How is it?
No, I haven't tried it.
I've told you. They're terrible. Here's the truth, Ella. They tried it in the news. And one of them was reading the news at the time.
The news.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
And I always want the first reaction on the air because they had it and they went, oh my God, this is gorgeous. And I went, you've done it again. They went, don't worry, we can recreate it. No, you can't recreate that sound on the air.
Yeah, Rachel.
I just dropped the book. This is amazing.
It's so lovely. It is so lovely.
It's
the depth
good,
of flavour.
That's not as good as when you actually taste it for the first time, that reaction.
It is, actually. It's better.
Oh, thank you so, so much.
This is amazing.
It's a really, 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 really easy one. Like, you just
can't... Oh, my God!
Exactly.
It's my first bowl full. See, that's what happened. This is stunning, mate.
Oh, thank you so much.
No, seriously, it's so gorgeous.
The kind of one that does get better over time, as you said. So if you cook it...
Got cooked to it as well.
Yeah, it's got the harissa in it, which gives it a real
spice.
Oh, my
God, that's so nice. Well, harissa is good for you. I can't remember why. Tash told me on Sunday. Harissa, protein.
No, it's just got loads of different amazing spices in, so lots of stuff good for your gut microbiome.
You do talk about protein, don't you, in the beginning?
Yeah.
Because that's the one that where'd you get your protein?
Yeah, there's a complete obsession with plant-based or a plant-rich diet and protein, which I think is, of all things to be concerned about, is probably not number one.
You're laughing, aren't you? Because I'm like,
I'm just
wolfing
loving
this
it.
Down
it's
now.
So nice to see. It's... The recipes are designed to be really balanced and genuinely healthy. So, yeah, have protein in them, etc. So you've got your black beans in that one.
Now, this is the one that Jane has made as well. This is the orzo, isn't it?
This is the cook-off one.
Okay, so give us the headlines of the orzo.
Okay, so this one is... I cook this at home a lot for my family. It's so easy. What you do is you blend...
What is it, first of all?
It's a green orzo with peas, leeks, spinach, onion... And it's a one pan, but then you quickly blend.
Oh,
how is it?
It's unbelievable.
Oh, thank you. But you blend spinach, coconut milk and pesto, and it makes a green sauce. And then you cook the orzo.
It looks like pesto, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. But you cook the orzo in that, so it absorbs all the flavours. And then you've got leeks, you've got onion, you've got garlic, you add frozen peas. And it's just, you've got so many different green veggies in there. But it's the kind of thing everyone will eat.
Rachel, if you wanted my kids and you put that much on your spoon, she's eating it with a spoon, you would be on the naughty step for the rest of the
night.
What
is wrong with eating this with a spoon?
There's nothing wrong with eating it with a spoon. It's the portion control I'm worried about.
Listen, it is delicious.
There was more on your spoon than is in the bowl.
And why is that an
How
issue?
Did you do that?
It's very delicious.
See, the thing, a lot of people don't know about orzo. Do they? Because it looks like rice. It's so nice.
It's so nice. It's like
a
hybrid.
It's mini pasta, isn't it?
Exactly. It's like hybrid between rice and pasta, but it cooks in 8 minutes or so. So it's so, so easy. But also...
And there's something about its binding quality.
And exactly. Because with pasta, obviously, like old pasta doesn't taste brilliant. Whereas orzo, you can batch cook it because the leftovers are still really nice. So it's kind of a dream in that sense.
This is so good. So good. What's in this bowl?
And then that one is just because I thought it is breakfast time. So they're just some OT bars. So they've got pumpkin seeds, flaked almonds.
Just some OT bars I rustled up whilst the kids were causing chaos.
Yeah, those are the ones they helped me cook.
What page are these on?
Those ones are in the prep ahead breakfast and snacks section at the beginning.
I'm good at that.
So they've got dried fruit, flaked almonds, pumpkin seeds, flax seeds, grated apple.
Mm. This is so nice. What I do with Tash makes me a smoothie every day. Really, really great, super, super fuel smoothie. And then I bring it to work and I have half in the car on the way home. And then I save half of it and I actually pour it on like you would milk on something like this. And it's just, it's so nice. It's nice as the best chocolate bar you've ever had in your life. But it's all really good for you as well.
Well, that's it. And if anyone's like, oh, I want to improve my gut health, you know we're meant to be aiming for, say, 30 different plants a week. And that's the kind of thing where you've got almost 10 in one. So that makes your life really easy, but it tastes really good.
How good is that? How good is that?
It's absolutely delicious. It's not amazing. Too sweet. It's just perfect. Lovely. Really. Oh, can I have another one?
This is so good. And we're eating so much of it. We may have to declare it as payment in kind to HMRC.
Yes.
Because we're eating so much of this
There's
now.
No evidence of it. Finish it all.
It was all on video, I'm afraid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Butterbean mash with garlicky almond and greens. Mash might be my favourite thing on the planet. Potatoes definitely are my favourite thing on the planet.
Have you done a butterbean mash?
Nope.
It's such a nice way of just like mixing things up. And then obviously you've got more protein in your mash. So it's a nice switch. You can make it in your Ninja. But it's butterbean mash is delicious.
1 pound spinach, leek and pesto also.
So that's what we've just had.
Yeah, we've had Ella's. Where's yours, Jane?
This is it.
This is Jane's.
Mm.
Okay. Have you had some?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel a bit nervous.
Oh, my God. Doesn't
they're both delicious?
Comparison is the thief of all joy.
Yeah.
Would you like to taste Jane's?
It's got cheese in it.
It's got cheese in it. Has it?
She made it with a pesto with cheese in.
Okay, are you vegan?
Yeah.
I know. It's a joke. It's a joke. Of course, you're delicious. The other. If you were vegan, we'd all be in trouble, wouldn't we? Okay. Did you know that cheese in it?
Yeah, I heard it on the way in.
Is that why you give me that funny look?
No, I just suddenly felt nervous of like what happens.
Last time I saw that, oh, it was last night. It's death stare from my wife. Okay, what else can we talk about? I'm nervous now. It's by the way, Jane, it's gorgeous.
Because you told
it's good to hear.
But Jane, you put cheese in it. Are you trying to kill Deliciously Ella? Yeah, this is her next cookbook, not her last, Jane. Jeez, what else? Sorry.
In the book, you talk about how you don't need fancy gizmos or powders. So what, I mean, because you cover all the bases and we've talked there about, you know, the issues people concern, you don't get enough protein if you're on a vegan diet. What do you think about all the powders and all the supplements, especially in January and people are like, oh, new year, new start, new habits. What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, look, honestly, I think with health, we just overcomplicate it so much.
Yeah,
and, you know, there was a report, I think it was a few days ago, wasn't it, saying, oh, this is great. 33% of the UK now eat their five a day. And that's up from about 27%. And so, yeah, look, that's great. And that means in the last 10 years, all these conversations around eating more plants and changing the perception of broccoli and carrots, that it's working. And that's brilliant. But we've still got such a long way to go. And, you know, we know the impact that it's having on our NHS and the rise of lifestyle related diseases. Like, we know we need to shift the standard Western diet to be more plant rich, more focused on these sorts of simple everyday whole food ingredients. And so I think my frustration sometimes with diets and fads and all these complications is it just makes people feel really confused. They don't know where to start. They think it's not for them. And actually, healthy eating can be so simple. It genuinely can be joyful. And I'm sure there's people hearing me say that rolling their eyes thinking, what are you talking about? It's sad. It's compromising. It's deprivation. And it doesn't need to be that way. It can be full of flavor and texture, but it also can be something that works for you. And again, I think we have this very entrenched way of thinking about things. I'm sure it comes from a very long-standing diet culture where you're on a bandwagon, off a bandwagon, you're doing something 100% or not at all. And I think if anything this year, if we could shift that perception to, no, I'm just going to try and include more of these healthy foods in my diet in a delicious way. I'm not going to get bogged down in what this person's doing or that person's doing and all these complicated, expensive things. I'm just going to try and reinvent an aubergine. So make that recipe that's doing aubergines with shallots and coconut milk and almond butter and maybe in a way that a vegetable you didn't like, you suddenly love it. Like that would be such a step forward, but you don't have to do it 100% of the time. And I think what you're asking just speaks to that conversation where it's all very all or nothing. It's very much, I will never do this again. And ultimately it just doesn't last. And we know that. And so I think we just need the shift towards more plants more of the time, obviously for our own health, but from an environmental perspective. But it's never going to happen if you're not excited about it and it's not delicious. And so that's the aim. It's more plants for more people more of the time, but it's got to be simple, it's got to be delicious, and you have to actually be able to do it. And I would say to anyone, if they're thinking about changing their habits this year, like if there's anything that you have taken up or you're wanting to do that you don't think you could do a year from now, 10 years from now, I wouldn't do it, because it's not going to last. Like, do small habits continuously. It's so much more impactful. And with that, just like, yeah, try and think of some interesting ways to cook healthy food and eat more vegetables.
Can we just have a control room round of applause for that answer to that question, which is one of the best answers I've ever heard? Round of applause, please. Calm down now, calm down, calm down now. Come on, she can get too much praise. I could live on these three things you brought in literally for the rest of my life. Congratulations. There are two reasons things get complicated, I think, when it comes to healthy food. One is perpetrated by the producers and one is perpetrated by the consumers. The first reason that they get complicated by producers so they can own patents and sell them to you, because if you keep it simple, it doesn't make them as much money, because that's about processed food, about patents, procedure, mass production, blah, blah, blah.
Can I add into that as
sure.
well?
Go ahead.
I think it's also that ultimately, you know, the world we live in now, it's so fast paced, it's 24-hour news, yep. and it is obviously both on social media and in news, it's very much focused on kind of clickbaity, attention grabbing headlines, which I completely understand. But as a result, it's so much more interesting to talk about fads and complicated things, and like Mark Wahlberg's morning routine where he gets up at 3 a.m. and all the biohacking and these sorts of things, than talking about carrots. And so I think this nuance of balance and trying to eat more vegetables, etc., yeah. just gets lost, because it's not that attention grabbing.
Well, it's more interesting for people who don't want to be on the bus. So the second reason, which is perpetrated by the consumer, is an excuse not to do it. Because they want to, for them, there's a bit too much friction. There's a bit too much turbulence between them and it. You say that, you know, talking about the nuances or the complexity of everything makes for more clickbait, because, you know, social media now demands content and it just eats it up and spits it out. Poor content produced on social media. You know, we're the beneficiaries of it, because we are, well, sometimes, but they've got to keep churning out all the time. And because there's so much more of it and it's getting shallower but more prolific, it doesn't last as long, literally, in the mouth of, you know, our attention, as it were. Then they have to give us more of it and pretend that it's more interesting than it is. If you take a carrot, more interesting than talking about carrots, if you take a carrot or some carrots or various species of carrots at different times of the year from different places, they're really interesting. You can talk about carrots for hours, and there is a story to it and there is depth to it, and that's the bus I want to be on.
Yeah, no, look, me too. And that's, you know, that's why I'm so
smell
grateful
a carrot.
To be
peel
here.
A carrot. Don't peel a carrot. Do you use a peeler? Are you going to boil them first? You know, are you going to chop them? Are you going to batten them? Are you going to put them in your ninja? Nobody can buy one anymore. Apparently they've all sold out. Amazing. You're amazing. This is amazing. Thank you for everything.
No, thank you guys so much for having me today.
You're the best. You're the best. Let's hear it for Ella Mills, everyone. Healthy made simple. Woo! Come on!
Love music? Love interviews with lovely musicians? Search Virgin Radio UK on YouTube to find brilliant album specials with some of the shiniest lights on our playlist, including George Ezra.
It won't be like this forever, so just enjoy it while it's here. It's a really wonderful thing.
And James Bay.
It's about me. It's about my relationship with Lucy. It sums up so much of what went into writing this whole album. We're all works in progress. I still don't necessarily know who I am.
And Depeche Mode's Dave Gahan remembering the late, great Andy Fletcher.
I'll be honest with you, the first thought that came in my head was, I wish I'd been a bit kinder.
Watch all that and more at youtube.com/Virgin Radio UK.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.